Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the religious authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. I have a confession to make. With deep and sincere apologies to all of my confirmation teachers, Pastors Nancy and Rod Maker, Pastor Tom Hansen, Pastor Judith Madison, Pastor Merlin Satram, Pastor Mark Hansen, and yes, even my dear old dad, Pastor Mark Hallis. I confess that I remember very little of my days in confirmation. That's right, folks. It took seven pastors, a poet, an editor, a scholar, a seminary dean, and a bishop among them, across two congregations, to guide me towards the affirmation of my faith, and I have retained zip. Well, maybe a little more than zip. I do remember one Hebrew word. And as luck would have it today, it is one of the words we read in our scripture texts this morning. And that word is Ruach. Ruach, meaning wind, breath, or spirit. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was complete chaos and darkness covered the face of the deep, while the wind from God, Ruach, swept over the face of the waters. Ruach, a wind from God. This phrase is variously translated as God breathed over the waters, or a spirit from God hovered over the waters. Our hymn today even said the spirit brooded. God breathed his spirit over the waters. However you say it, this verse, this utterance of Ruach at the beginning of it all is why we make the claim that God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, was present with God and the Word at the creation of everything we know. God looked over the complete chaos and deep darkness of a burgeoning creation, breathed out God's Spirit upon it all, making life possible, making us possible. And there was evening and there was morning, you know it, the first day. Wait a minute. There's something familiar about those words. I mean, I know, we repeat them after every day, right? Morning, evening, the second day, over and over and over. But there's something about those words. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. But it's not the repetition. There was evening and there was morning, the first day. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. Evening, morning, first day. Evening, morning, first day. Evening, first day. when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week. And the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the religious authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." In the midst of them, at a moment of great fear, confusion, hopelessness, and chaos, he came, bidding them peace. He showed them who he was, and they rejoiced. His peace surrounded them, and joy filled their hearts at the sight of him. We know this story. We read it often on Pentecost Sunday at the beginning of this very season of the church year. We know about how Jesus gives the disciples their calling, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you," and how Jesus equips them for the work ahead. When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Wait a minute. There's something familiar about those words, isn't there? When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." When he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." When he said this, he breathed on them. When he said this, he breathed on them. He breathed on them. We know these words from somewhere, don't we? That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples gathered in darkness and disarray, hiding behind locked doors, uncertain of what the future might hold, not knowing where to go. And right into the middle of their confusion, into the depths of their despair, he breathed on them. Jesus offers to each the power of the Holy Spirit, breathing new air into their lungs, new purpose into their hearts, new clarity into their calling, new tools to aid them in the work Jesus has prepared them for, a new life into what they most certainly feared was dead the moment their Lord breathed his last. Jesus, the Word made flesh, who was with God in the beginning, who was God, who is God, came upon chaos and darkness and breathed out his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, so that all might breathe in and have new life. When we gather in this space each week, we hear these ancient stories and poems. We pray the prayers of old and a few new ones, and with each other, trusting that God hears our cries of joy, holds our sighs of sorrow, and then we sing. And you know the funny thing about singing in a group? When we sing together, it makes our brains happy. Serotonin and dopamine get a little tickle when two or more voices join together in song, especially when they sing in harmony. But that's not all. When we sing together, we breathe together, breathing in and out. Together. God comes to us, yes, in the waters of baptism. God comes to us, yes, in the breaking of the bread. But God also comes to us in the breathing in and the breathing out. The breathing out and the breathing in. God offers sustenance to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that we might enter out into the world from this space. Our bellies, our minds, our heart, and our lungs filled, so that we might go about the work of being the body of Christ for the world. So, take a deep breath. Come on. And another one. In and out. In and out again. The Holy Spirit is in us, in each of you. And Christ, this day as in every day, sends us out. Let us breathe it in deep. And let us go out. Peace be with you. Amen.